I want to say thank you for being here. This is Geekscape Live. It really means a lot to me that you weren't able to score Spider-Man tickets. Like, that's just, thank you for procrastinating on that. But you're here now. It's not a bad second, third, or fourth best. And we're going to have some fun. I'm like, my heart's pumping because this is what I wanted to do before the pandemic, was do a Geekscape Live in front of y'all like once or twice a year. And, well, we know what happened. That didn't happen. So there's a little bit of a delay on the Geekscape Live, and we're here now. So we're going to have a great night. Scott Klopfenstein is here. His band's going to play right after this. Scott and I have known each other since we were like 18 years old. I was a college DJ in Philadelphia. He was in a band called Real Big Fish that was all over the radio. Well, it was a while ago, all right? And they had one or two hits. But it was the 90s, and everybody was on drugs, and they were wearing like really checkered stuff. It was Sky. Like, come on. It's all right. It's all right. One or two claps. We're going to work on that. But stick around. I think his band now is amazing. So after Geekscape, stick around. They're going to blow your socks off. So Scott's here. I cannot wait. My friend Eric Bauza's here. He's the voice of Bugs Bunny and a ton of other cartoon characters. He's going to be our guest today. This is a big night. I wanted to do a Geekscape Live. My heart is pumping out of my chest. Geekscape's been around for 15 years, which is crazy to me. Since I was a kid, I just wanted to do a late-night talk show. And that led me to college radio, and then that led me to podcasting, and we kind of built a community. Sarah, oh hey Sarah, how are you? Sarah's here, I just want to say, please continue to wear your masks, and if you don't, I will spoil Spider-Man because I actually saw it. I'll spoil everything. You keep that mask on. We've actually done some good with Geekscape over the last year. Even though we had to kind of go online during the pandemic, this is the 15th hour of a 15-hour live stream that we've been doing to raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters all day. And so I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, this is great. Over the last year, we've raised money for the ACLU, NAACP, and we had one of our Geekscapers, Chris Ellis, die, and so we did a blood drive in his name, and that was kind of cool for me to be like, hey, I've always wanted to be a broadcaster, and now we've been doing a podcast. Let's see if we can point that towards some good, and we've done that in the last year, and this night is part of it. So if you're watching on the stream, this is live streaming, y'all are like, oh, I could have stayed home. Yes. please continue to donate. Hit the link in the description and continue to donate, because it all goes towards a good cause. Specifically, Big Brothers Big Sisters set us up with a kid named Liam. Liam is a young kid living in New Jersey, single parent, and he kind of sounds like me. He's into talking about video games. His favorite movies are The Iron Giant and Into the Spider-Verse. Kind of rings a bell. And when he grows up, he wants to make content for YouTube, which is kind of cool. Careful, Liam. Be a little careful. You end up on stage like this, and you'll end up doing a podcast for 15 years. I started podcasting in 2005. Like, nobody had a podcast back then. Now everybody in this room has a podcast, so it's kind of weird. But we do have a great show. I'm excited for y'all to see the special guests and the things we have planned for y'all to bring home 15 years of Geekscape and to kind of celebrate all of it. So. Again, I'm like forgetting all my lines, but it's just a lot of memory. It's also, I think, time for me to say that this is actually my last Geekscape. Yeah, I gotta find something else to do. 15 years of podcasting, it's not cool in 2021, it won't be cool in 2022. So. I started a podcast when I was just 25. I didn't really know then that it would last half my life. I just loved pop culture, and in turn I made myself a home. But why do I feel so alone? still talking video games and cartoons week after week. All those things are so important to me, like our booth at Comic Con and that time I did that panel with Stan Lee. But I should finally grow up. Let's give this dream one last night, then bag and board the comics. Please give me Thor strength to say goodbye. Unplug all the video games and let's celebrate one last night. It's time to move on.
Hey there, Jonathan. It looks like you could use a friend. Hi, I'm Katie. One last adventure, because you're saying it's the end? Let's not look back at all the things that might have meant to you. Just be an audience for me. I'll be an audience for you. Just a podcast for two. That'll do.
Well, my audience just doubled, so that sounds real good to me. Let's put another quarter in this dream, and let's see.
All
right. Katie Elsesser, everybody. She's my co-host. She also said I didn't need singing lessons, and I agree.
Not what I said.
Yeah, no.
That's not what I said.
You saved me some money. Thank you. Tomorrow I will grow up.
Oh, we're still going.
But let's give this dream one last night.
Okay.
Let's talk some comics and video games.
And maybe rewatch The Dark Knight.
I can be your Frodo.
And I could be your Sam.
Superman and Lois Lane. Oh, and Superman. I switched those words. That was a mess up. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a really good plan.
Katie, thank you.
Love it.
Is the last Geekscape, and everybody here's here for it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
I might get a job.
You might get a job?
I might get a job.
Oh, God, I was really hopeful for you.
I can't even remember my monologue. Why would I get a job?
It's okay. This song has more endings than The Return of the King, so...
All right. Let's just have a good night, all right? Is that
all
cool?
Hey, let's stop singing. Move up to the professionals.
I promise maybe we won't sing again.
I hope not.
But that's a Geekscape first. That's a Geekscape first. That song's a Geekscape first. And I only messed up one line. I messed up one line. You keep your mask on or I will tell you all about Spider-Man.
This guy.
No Way Home.
What did I tell you was my biggest fear?
What's your biggest fear? Spiders?
No. It's singing in front of people, so thank you.
Yeah, I told Katie, I was like, hey, I got this idea, and what do you think? And she just froze. She's like, I don't want to do that at all.
I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think we did okay. I think we knocked that one out of the park, personally.
Yeah, I
think
can't
we
believe
did okay.
You sang.
Katie,
London.
We had a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, I know we were online, and I do like the online thing because we can talk to the audience, and they can, they're sitting in the chat right now watching the live show.
What's up, Big Yanks?
Hey, what's up, Big Yanks? He's in Long Island. Like, his baby's probably crying right now. He's like,
shut up.
I'm watching my Geekscape. He's been watching since 6 a.m. this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
I don't know. My alarm went off at 5:30 this morning, and I went to start the stream with Matt. And Charlene from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and there was Big Yanks.
Oh.
And in every show, I mean, almost every show on the Geekscape network, we have 18 shows now. Like, Geekscape started as a podcast, then it became a network. It's like a fungus. And now, I think Geekscape's, like, not the highest rated show on the network at all, by far. We have several shows that have a much bigger audience. And so I'm like, you know what? We done good.
Yeah.
We done good. We built a community. We did some charity work.
Yeah.
It's time to bring it home, I think.
Oh, man, it's just so sad. It's 15 years of amazingness. That montage, I mean, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's pretty cool.
You nailed it. It's sad. You know what, though? Not just the Geekscape good year, but we had personal good stuff going on in our year.
Oh, yes.
It was a good year.
It was a big year.
I know we're living through Omicron and all that stuff, and I know that there's terrible things going on in the world, but
yeah,
someone over here got engaged.
I did.
Paul, do we have that picture? Can you tell the story behind this picture here, this handsome man? What is this?
This handsome man is in the audience right now. His name is Mark Hampton, and my last name will be Hampton soon, so you can finally pronounce my last name.
Wait, what beach is this? It's not the Hamptons, is it?
No, but that would be cool. That would have been really on the nose. We, like, stayed at the Hamptons, and then, like, yeah. No,
surprise.
No. This was Long Beach Island. We were just going for a walk on the beach at sunset, and... we had been on the beach like the entire weekend, and I was very tired, and my legs were sore. So you know that like soft sand that's out there.
Yeah.
It, like you get closer to the water, and there's harder sand. So I was like, let's move to the harder sand. And there's this row of just seashells. And as we were walking by it, he just goes, "Ow!" and then says a lot of expletives, and I'm like, "Oh my god!"
He cut himself on a seashell.
He cut himself like it's probably lodged in his foot. He's probably
or a merman came out and harpooned him.
Yeah, something.
It happens.
Or it was like a stingray that just happened to wash ashore.
Oh yeah, stingray.
Or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
The beach. I don't know.
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
There's
or something.
Other stuff. I can name everything.
Okay, keep
give
going.
Me 3 hours. Let's not do that.
Don't worry, we are.
So you turn around to check on him.
Yeah, I went to. So he's like, I said, "Honey, are you okay?" And he was down on his knees, and he's like, "I will be if you'll marry me." I mean, come on!
That's amazing.
How great! And he came up with that. He came up with that on the spot.
Did you, Mark? Listen, Mark. I like this guy, Mark.
He's a good dude.
I was in their apartment earlier this week, and we were going over that song that I still forgot a line from. And I was like, "Oh, let me check out your digs." It was the first time I'd been there, because of the pandemic and all that. And,
right.
And Mark has all these action figures. You have like the Hyrulean shield,
you have the
sword from Zelda.
That is mine.
That's yours.
Yeah, the master sword
is yours.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all have action figures, and I was like, hey, Mark could probably use some more action figures.
Oh, honey. Is he in the audience actually?
Mark, I heard you wanted this.
Oh.
Hasbro sent this to me last year. And I heard that you were jealous. Well, be jealous no longer, because you get all these G.I. Joe figures.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. This is yours. Come here, handsome guy. Come here.
Give it up for Mark Hampton, everybody.
Yeah. They got Scarlet and Destro and Duke and Roadblock and Snake Eyes. Those are yours now, dude.
Aww. Snake Eyes is his Fortnite character. Snake Eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite character, Mark? Snake Eyes?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about the movie.
Well, there's that.
If you want to hear about it, it's in the Geekscape feed.
Yes.
It was pretty awesome.
But someone else got engaged fairly recently.
What? What?
Am I doing the setup right?
Yeah, I think you are. It's a lot easier when we're like just on the like stream.
When we're just camera and not an actual audio. Yeah. It's
now
been like 2
person.
Years since I performed in front of people that like I could see in
You're
the flesh.
Welcome. You said I didn't need singing lessons. Yes, I got engaged. And because Mark is handsome, charismatic, and smart, I was like, I gotta one up that guy.
Yeah,
I gotta do something else. And LA Comic Con, who've been friends of ours for the last 10 years, we were one of their first media sponsors back when Stan Lee started that with our friend Regina Carpinelli and Elvira. Regina took me to lunch and was like, "I'm starting a comic convention for LA with Stan and Elvira." And I was like, "That sounds amazing. What do you need us for?" You have Stan and Elvira. And she said, "We'd love for you to like promote it and be sponsors and be a part of it." And
so
we have been for 10 years. And they've been giving me, maybe in the montage you saw some of the main stage panels that they give me, and they made a mistake of giving me one again this year, so I used it. And I didn't tell them anything that was going to go down, but they were like, "How would you like to have Giancarlo Esposito from The Mandalorian and Breaking Bad, Gus Fring, as a guest on stage?" And I was like, "I'll do it." But inside I was like, "It's going to work right into my hands." So, Paul, if you want to play that footage, this is what went down 2 weeks ago.
But we're talking about personal here. It's not for you.
Okay.
Can you help me propose to my girlfriend on stage right here at LA Comic Con? Is that something we can do? Like a Comic Con exclusive? And can we do that? Can we have Ms. Heidi Cox come up on stage? Wow. This is a woman who used to sign at my booth here at Comic-Con.
I think that guy was upset. Right, he was like, no, I was going to have a question about the Mandalorian.
For a long time, she would come and sign autographs as an actress.
No, but for real.
And I was like...
Dude, talk about forgetting your words. I was up
so
there
she's
like...
she's here now. She's actually making her way up on stage, and I think...
And Heidi had no idea what was going on. She's like, what do you want me to do?
I was standing next to her, and I was just like...
Comic-Con exclusive.
Love it!
This is the 10th year anniversary of LA Comic-Con, but the first on-stage proposal.
It is the first on-stage proposal.
So we're going to do it right
LA Comic-Con was like, I don't know what you're doing.
I love that you're keeping tabs on it.
Tomorrow at noon.
I didn't clear it with anybody.
On this main stage.
Yeah, they were not happy.
I thought they'd be like, don't do that.
Coming Book of Boba Fett. Yeah.
They would have.
They're like, why don't you just ask him about Breaking Bad?
It's all good. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Is this thing working?
I love how into it he was.
Okay, so I
asked her to dress like Mary Jane Watson. I'm sorry. I was like, Star Wars actor, check. Mary Jane cosplay, check. Oh, hey, listen. Go big, like Giancarlo said. And why don't you step over here, Heidi?
The panel is beautiful. It's
up
on
really
the feet.
It really was. It was a really great one.
The dude is so wise.
Miss Heidi Cox, everybody.
So I gave him the ring like 5 minutes before we got on stage and was like, hey, man, hi. Can you do me a favor? Put this in your pocket. I'm going to ask for it later.
I don't know where the ring is.
And he was so down.
And then he lost it.
I think I lost the ring. I'm so sorry.
That's me acting.
Oh, hold on, sweetie. It's got to be here somewhere.
Yeah, but then there was a moment where he
I was thespianizing.
I'm checking him, dude.
Oh.
And check this out. He was thespianizing, too. He's pretending to lose the ring, too.
Oh, he really, like, went for a while. Oh, he committed to the bit.
He is a bad guy.
At one point, I started being like, wait, did this guy actually lose the ring?
Yeah. That's a good
That's
actor.
That's how good he is. That's how good he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he was talking about that. The two sides of you. Is he going to be an actor?
Oh.
Look. He put it under his hat. I saw him put it in his pocket offstage. Then he somehow put it in his hat.
Giancarlo Esposito, everybody.
The sleight of hand.
My favorite part is coming up, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It
is. Aww.
Wait for it.
Miss Heidi Cox. In front of LA Comic-Con. And Giancarlo Esposito. Esposito.
Esposito.
Star of The Mandalorian.
Give his credits. You're continuing to give credits while proposing.
I'm a good host, but you got to get your plug.
Will you marry me?
You what? Drop the ring, you pick it up, and then you say, will you marry me?
You marry me? I mean, what else is there to say? Like... I dropped the freaking ring, dude.
It was hilarious.
I opened that box and the thing jumped out like a cricket. I had rehearsed that so many times.
And Heidi's just like, duh.
I can't run it back. Yeah, so that's it. That was that.
Giancarlo, thank you.
The next day I was like...
Thank you so much, dude. Best being wingman ever. Yeah. Right here, this guy.
The next day I was like, I don't need no Geekscape ever. No more.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you for having me. Congratulations!
There you go.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for that memory. So that happened.
I like my beach proposal
person.
That's
fun. You know, we did a little improv together. I think I might put that on my IMDb. What do you think?
Oh, God, no,
that, what do you think? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh, go into an audition room and like, I worked with Giancarlo Esposito.
You ever seen Breaking Bad?
I was not on it.
He's made 4 or 5 films with Spike Lee and 1 with Michael Mann, and he also worked with me. Do you think that would impress anybody?
No. No, absolutely not.
Well, you know what, Katie?
Tell me.
I just think things are looking up for us personally.
Yeah.
Here in Geekscape, I think things are looking up.
Yes.
Right here. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing, really.
That's not the... What is happening? That wasn't what was... Anybody know what's happening?
No, what is that noise?
That I don't have my old music in the song. This is very...
Why is it... Is it
sounds
it
like
the
a
Ukrainian
wrestling
thing?
Intro. I don't know what this music is. Paul, what is happening? What do you mean you can't turn it off? It won't stop?
Why?
Sorry about this, folks. I think I know who's behind all this. Oh, no. No, no, not this. Oh, no. Oh, what is happening? No, please stop it. No. Oh, no. Katie, there's a microphone right there. Give it to her.
Do I really want to?
No, but...
So much tinfoil.
Announce yourself. Who are you?
You don't have a choice but to listen to me.
All right. Let's cut your music, please. Sir, can you stop the music, sir?
Okay.
Who are you?
I am Incelbot.
Incelbot?
Yes. I am the accumulation of your computer.
My computer?
Yeah, you know, with all the bad scripts.
Yeah, the bad scripts.
Geekscape podcasts.
Yeah.
And weird porn.
Yeah. You've probably seen some things. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's horrible.
And song lyrics, too.
Will never recover.
And so, Bot, we're trying to do a podcast here. What are you doing?
Well,
like, can't you just, like...
I had to interrupt because this one stole my spot.
Oh, God.
Stole your spot.
I should be the co-host.
This again.
And so, Bot, you should be co-host Geekscape.
Yes.
Well, why?
She is not nerdy.
What?
Why is she not? No, I mean, she had a master sword in her apartment, like, from Zelda.
That means nothing. It's fake.
Well, it's kind of fake, but it's still pointy.
Inselbot, what do you want?
I am metal. I care not about your pointy things.
I am Metro. This I didn't know. This is a new part.
Inselbot, is that your fuel on the back?
It is.
Why is it Mountain Dew?
I am fueled by Mountain Dew.
This is so sweet.
The strength of the gods flow through me.
What god?
Mountain Dew.
Oh, got it. Yeah, okay. Clearly.
All right. Inselbot,
yes.
Can we maybe negotiate something about your co-host?
Yes, we can negotiate.
Okay.
Very simple.
Okay.
If you can answer these questions three...
Okay.
You can continue to be the co-host of Geekscape.
All right, okay. Katie.
You're also getting like such a Shredder vibe right here.
I can't believe you even know who Shredder is as a girl.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
He's really doubting your geek
really
cred because you're a girl.
He's got the whole thing.
Wow, that is the most incel thing.
It is the most incel thing.
I mean, also, I cannot replicate myself.
You can't replicate yourself. I thought that like
or
Ultron.
Replicate with others either, because I am an incel bot.
Oh, well, that's good at least. Because like you know, the Ultron, the villain of the Avengers, like he can just jump into another body. I guess you can't do that.
No, I tried.
He got rejected.
He tried? How
the
did that
other
work?
Computers were like, no, you are rude.
We're sorry, incel bot. Okay, let's try and settle this. Katie, how do you feel about three questions?
He's
going to ask you three questions.
I must warn you. I have the entirety of the internet at my fingertips.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. No, let's do it. Let's see how nerdy I am.
Hold on, I must charge.
Do you want me to hold that? Yes.
You will never get this question.
Okay.
Who is the brother of Super Mario?
Luigi?
I can't believe you got that one.
What? Yes, I'm really testing my nerdiness right now.
I will have
now
to focus more. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, God.
I think he's accessing his databases.
With so much noises.
Oh, you're in for it, Katie. You're in for it.
Okay.
Who is the protagonist of the very unknown game, Halo?
Master Chief?
I can't believe it.
He's a real hard hit.
You're better than I thought. But you will never get this one.
Okay.
Who is the greatest director of all time?
Oh.
Oh, I feel like I'm supposed to say you, but... It's Zack Snyder.
What? It's not... What? I can't believe it. You got it right.
Hell yeah, I did,
How
buddy.
Did this happen? Mountain Dew, you have failed me.
You know,
I will have my day one day.
A deal's a deal, buddy. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to wait a little longer.
Now you're going to have to wait a little longer to have success.
Well,
that's true. We knew that. Incelbot.
Incelbot, everybody.
I think there's some leftover pizza in the back. Wrap yourself around it.
You know, Matt Kelly, can you remind me to run a virus check or something?
The lights.
He's just.
That was a fedora.
Oh boy! Yeah, he's got a silver fedora. That was. Both impressive and sad at the same time. All right, Inselbot.
It's so stupid.
You have your own nemesis.
I have my
own. It's like a comic book.
I do.
You have a rogues gallery now.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you think of this?
Okay.
I'll quit Geekscape, but you can continue it if Inselbot's your co-host.
Oh, gee, I don't know about that.
No?
Is this when I turn into, what was it, Maggot?
Oh, yeah, the X-Men character, Maggot. Marvel just announced their next phase of action figures, and they're all X-Men. They have a Marvel Legends line. This is really nerdy. They announced it, all X-Men, and Maggot is actually one of the characters.
Shut up!
Yeah, Maggot's getting an action figure.
Oh.
He's really obscure, but he's getting an action figure. His mutant power is, like, producing maggots.
Producing maggots.
Like giant worms. And it's useless.
But we're making a campaign for me to play Maggot.
Oh, yeah.
So that we can have
we'll
a little...
We'll see what they think over at the MCU. all right. So that's the future of Geekscape, I guess.
Incelbot.
Incelbot. Let's talk about the past of Geekscape. We got a couple people who were... At least one who was here the very first episode. I see Brian Gilmore in the audience. Brian, do you want to come up here?
And Brian.
Come on up here. Brian Gilmore, everybody. Brian was there for the very first episode of Geekscape. And Sarah, do you want to come up and say hi? It's Sarah Ellis, everybody. These are longtime Geekscapists who... There's a microphone right behind you, Gilmore, for Sarah.
Go wherever you want to go. Katie, I was going to fit another
chair.
It's
cool. I'll just sit on the edge of the stage.
Katie, come on back.
Hi.
Sarah, if you can come up, come up.
I got you.
So y'all were there like before Geekscape when I was doing the podcast Geekdrome, where we
Geekdrome,
started in 2005.
Yeah. I was delivering for L.A. Byte.
You were a college student at UCLA, weren't you?
Yeah, I was at UCLA delivering for L.A. Byte, and they needed something to kill all the time.
What is that, L.A. Byte?
It's like a DoorDash from like 20 years ago.
It's insane thinking about what was going on in 2005.
Yeah, it's insane that this has been going on for 15 years.
What else was I supposed to do?
Was I supposed to stop? Was I supposed to make it better?
At 12 years old, I wanted to have a late night show, and I wasn't good enough, so I did podcasting.
And here we
That's
are.
That's a lot of people right now. Okay. Sarah, you listened for a long time, and actually, like, you went through like major life stuff through Geekscape. Like, you got you met your husband through Geekscape.
Well, that was the only reason I was into Geekscape. I'm lying.
To find a husband, and that's where you chose.
Yeah, she's like, I'll download this podcast, and it'll lead to a husband. It's not a very you know what?
Geekscape, perfect.
You joke about the strategy, Gilmore, but it worked.
It worked.
And in the montage, there was photos. There was a photo of all of us at the wedding.
Yeah, me 40 pounds ago, and then like Sarah looking the same. You looking like pretty much the same, except for the shirts and the marathons.
It was pretty amazing looking at that wedding. And I remember this was in 2015, and just being like, oh my god, like half the people here are Geekscapists for the most part. Like it was insane. Will Kistler was a Geekscapist. Like it was a Geekscape wedding. Sadly, Chris is no longer with us. Your husband Chris, he died in May.
On our 6-year wedding anniversary.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
And so we've been donating blood this year for Chris's memory,
and we'll
continue
everyone
to do that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So when you see the pictures on my Instagram, it's not just a humble brag. It's in memory of Chris. So. We're just going to keep that going, right? Like, hashtag Geekscape gives. Like, even though Geekscape the show might not continue, like, we'll keep that, I'll keep giving, and we'll keep doing charity and stuff like that. But Chris was a big part of this, you were a big part of this, and Brian, like, you remember the first podcast. Like,
yeah, I remember people drew a picture of the nubbins I would put, because I would always say hi in front of the camera,
right.
And I didn't realize how off-putting it was to be watching something in full screen and then just to see four tentacles coming out of nowhere.
Brian,
when I was just trying to say hello from behind the camera, because I filmed like over 100 episodes
You
of this
filmed
thing.
Over 100 episodes when we were doing the video podcast, and... Yes, that's how you would say hi. Your little nubbins would come out in front of the screen.
And some fan art came out with you and just these four disgusting sausages that decided to make their way onto the screen.
I forgot.
And this person's heart.
So I went through a bunch of hard drives to put together that montage and like to bring up a lot of old stuff. And what the things I discovered, like Steve Sabazzi from Punchline's first demo for the theme song, and like
our first logo. This was not the first logo. The first logo was a rocket ship going around a planet. And I found a bunch of fan art like that, and I did find the one where it was me doing the show. And then I didn't put two and two together. I was like, what are those four things on the side of the picture?
That was just some kind of mistake. They ran out of paper.
They were supposed to be your fingers.
It was for my stupid fingers, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of people shooting the show like that. It was fun. We had some good times. We've had some amazing guests.
Yeah, we've had just almost every celebrity under the sun on Geekscape.
The geek ones, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember even when we met Stan Lee, you asked him to give me a superhero name.
I did?
Yeah. And so he did. And through the yelling of 2007's Spike TV Scream Awards.
That was the red carpet where he called it Dickscape.
Yeah. He called me Goofy Gilmore.
Not bad. He likes the alliteration there. Yeah. Helped him back in the day. He said that's how he'd remember the characters' names, like Peter Parker, Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And
I got one.
Goofy Gilmore.
Goofy Gilmore. It's me.
All right. Okay.
I'll take it. Why not? Stanley?
Do you have a memory like that from Geekscape? Any of this stuff going on now that I'm shutting the doors?
Well, I just remember us quite a few years in a row just running around San Diego Comic-Con like idiots.
You don't remember half that stuff.
I don't remember like 75% of that stuff.
Well, it's all lost to my old MySpace.
Yeah, I just remember getting kicked out of a party by Lil Jon for eating chicken wings. Like, but I was eating too many chicken wings. I was hungry because they don't give you anything to eat all day unless you're in the Wired Lounge or something. But they give you like a bunch of buffalo wings in this one spot, and I was just eating buffalo wings in this one spot that was apparently about this far away from where Lil Wayne was having his
They're all little something.
Small rapper.
Okay.
And like he, John, and he, May.
Yeah.
And I was eating too close to him, but they thought I was like lingering to try to like squeeze my way in. And so I got kicked out of the party because Lil Jon thought that I was like sort of like disturbing his guests, which I may have been because I had two drunken hands covered in chicken wings, just like in the middle of like what most Comic-Con parties people go to network or to do something important with their lives or to have fun.
No, we didn't do that.
I needed chicken wings or to look for a husband.
Look for a husband.
And I needed chicken wings. So
by the
time one of my biggest like drunken experiences from Comic-Con was getting kicked out of a bar by Lil Jon for standing too close eating chicken wings to his VIP party.
I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No, we've had insane Comic-Con stories.
Yeah.
That is not one that I've heard. There's been some really gross ones. There's been some hilarious ones. One of my favorites is when
Cogshark.
Which we're not going to talk about that. But when Shane
stricken for the record.
When Shane and Derek excitedly went up to somebody I eventually did have on the podcast and was like, "We love your movies, Robert Rodriguez." And he's like, "I'm not Robert Rodriguez. I just wear this hat and have long hair and like facial hair." That's just what happens. So, Comic-Con memories. We'll see if we keep doing the Comic-Con thing. You know, once the podcast is gone, maybe we'll
see if Comic-Con will keep doing the Comic-Con thing.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Well, you know, I already got engaged. I don't need no Comic-Con anymore. That's what I needed it for.
That's all you need. You're done.
I'm done.
It's sad to see.
It's sad to see, but real to have.
Yep.
Give me a second.
You okay? All right. One.
Well, and you're the host now, so.
I apparently give it up for Gilmore and Sarah, everybody. I'll check on him. He's going to be fine.
What's happening to me?
You okay, soldier?
Super Action Man.
Except no substitutes. Looks like you're having a tough time there.
I think I'm having a panic attack. I was doing this live stage show, and I can't go back in there.
The hell you can't. You think other men Real men haven't been where you are right now. I've seen that look before. I saw it on Washington right before he crossed the Delaware. Pat, before he invaded Sicily. I don't think those are the same thing. Why? Because your first name's not George?
No, because they were leading young men to their deaths.
Yeah? And you're leading young men to the death of their social lives. Big whoop. The point is, you started a job, and now you gotta finish.
I don't know if I can.
Hell, you can't. Oh. Yeah. Ow. The beatings will continue until morale improves. Got that, soldier. Snap out of it.
Stop hitting.
Nice. I think I feel a little blood flow. Red-blooded. American. I like it.
I'll go back in there, I promise.
I thought so. I'll bring it in. Yeah. Breathe in that freedom. Honestly, I would have thought that you would have quit this whole Geekscape thing a month in. 15 years later, that's insane. Kind of pathetic. Point is, you proved me wrong. America's hope's never wrong. Get back in there and you show them what you're made of. You got that, soldier? And you tell them Super Action Man sent you.
Anything's better than that.
Also tell them that there's an after party. You're not invited, geek.
Don't go in the alley, whatever you do. Super Action Man sent me to tell you that. Wow. Okay, I'm feeling better now. I just had a moment. But I think things are fine. My next act is a musical one. I think you'll enjoy this. No, I'm not going to sing again, I promise. That isn't going to happen. But I think you will enjoy this. From the Vegas production of Avenue Q, Mr. Jonathan Root, and my fiancée, Miss Heidi Cox.
It's starting.
Oh, man, looks like he's finally going to end it.
I know, but I should sing something wistful.
Oh, that's a good idea. I love wistful.
Me too.
Smile the while you kiss me, sad adieu. Memory, so wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
Wow, we are nailing the wistful.
What if he actually quits, though?
I know. What am I going to listen to when I'm on the elliptical?
How am I going to know how horrible Batman is?
Or how abusive Alfred is?
We need guidance.
We do need guidance.
So wait and pray each night for me till we meet again. Till we meet again down in love.
I didn't like the way the puppet was looking at her, okay? Nope. Gotta stake my claim. Oh, man, that was great. Thank you so much. Did anybody see Katie? Oh, there you are. Did you go in the alley?
No, I avoided that at all costs. Okay. I smelled something red-blooded.
Yeah.
A lot of axe spray, too. I'm not sure.
Ooh. Super Action Man's out there. He's keeping us safe, so. I don't know who's keeping us safe from, like, him.
Yeah. But, you know. Exactly.
America. He told me America almost makes no mistakes. That's what he said. All right. Okay.
Is that what he said?
It's what he said.
I don't know,
so,
man.
I'm not going out there.
You
I'm
know, he
spend
looks
the
really
here.
Familiar. Super Action Man? I'm just putting it out there. He just looks very.
If you're going to give me that garbage you always give me about not seeing us in the same place.
Yeah.
There's video proof that we were in the same place. All right.
Had to be played back.
What?
Had to be played back.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just, here we go. All right. I think we got to talk to our main guest here. That's right. Our main guest is a pretty amazing dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to read his credits. He is a voice actor. I actually met him through my friend Gavin Hignite. We did a panel at LA Comic Con. See, Gilmore, don't network at the parties, network at the panels. All right? If you network at the parties, you're going to like freak people out eating chicken wings going, like staring at them. All right? At the panel, you can like get engaged and stuff or like do something fun or impressive. I don't know. my guess is Eric Bauza. He's amazing. He's a voiceover artist. He's actually the voice of Bugs Bunny. He started this past summer alongside LeBron James in Space Jam, New Legacy. I actually called LeBron. I was like, hey, LeBron, you want to do Geekscape? And he's like, no, call Eric Bauza. Like,
he's
a
like,
nerd.
Who are you again?
Absolutely not. I'm a professional basketball player. I'm not doing Geekscape. He's actually done G.I. Joe. He's done a G.I. Joe cartoon. He's done Leonardo, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. He's got a new video game coming out. He's doing the Bugs Bunny voice and Tom and Jerry. Ooh. In Multiverses, which is like an action, like it's like a Street Fighter, but with a bunch of cartoon characters all owned by like Warner Brothers. So it's cool. Eric, yeah. If you're here, come on up, buddy.
Come on
Eric
down.
Bauza.
Come on down. There's a microphone right there for you.
Oh. Yeah, Eric. Look, Eric, you're styling, dude.
Hey,
what's up, Jonathan?
I didn't want to. You know what? I'm not gonna be that guy. You know, Doug Jones, the actor who like is on all the. He's in a movie that came out today. He's
Spider-Man.
Doug Jones is in this new Guillermo del Toro movie. He's the dude who like plays.
Oh my gosh!
You know,
yeah. The dark alley. Creepy movie.
He's in the new creepy movie from Guillermo del Toro. And I have said when he acted for me, I said, dude, I'm not going to cover you like in prosthetics and stuff like that. Like people are going to see Doug Jones when you act for me. Same thing when you and I hang out. I'm not going to be like, do Elmer Fudd. That's not our friendship, dude.
Well, if you ask nicely, I will. Just for you, Jonathan.
Do you ever get to the point, Eric, where you're like, what do I sound like? What's my voice?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, and Tom Kenny said it in a documentary, I Know That Voice by John DiMaggio. It's like celebrities get paid to sound like themselves, and we get paid to sound not like ourselves.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you start doing this like as a kid, like in the same way I was like talking to?
I think
myself
like every
in the mirror, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't filming myself putting my face in someone else's crotch, but
I didn't do that.
That action guy. I saw that.
I thought he was just gonna give me a hug. He said, "Bring it in." I was like, "Okay, I'm a."
He was out. That's where he lives. Thank you. But I think like everyone in the audience, you know, you kind of as a kid, you do voices. You do voices when you're by yourself in your room playing with your toys. You do voices at the dinner table making fun of all your relatives, and you think they sound exactly like the characters or the people you're imitating, and they don't because you're just a kid. And then something happens to your voice. You kind of just go through puberty, and you know, and your voice changes. And I remember doing like the morning announcements in high school, and I was doing like impressions of, you know, Simpsons characters, like, you know, this Friday in the cafeteria, we'll have some pizza and hamburger, you know, like, and then people were like, yeah, that's not bad, you know? And then I was like, maybe someday I could do that for a living, but I didn't know how. I didn't know that you had to be a good actor to do that. Impressions will get you to the door, but what keeps you in the room in voiceover is the good acting.
That's amazing. Yeah. And, like, what I think is amazing is just the diversity of characters that you do. We have had a lot of voiceover actors on the show. We had Rob Paulson, a buddy of yours, Yuri Lowenthal. who was also in our film, the Geekscape produced, Chasing Fletcher Allen. You played his girlfriend, Heidi Cox. But like, how do you go from like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Marvin the Martian, Pepe Le Pew, who is he canceled?
He was in like 2 seconds of an Animaniacs episode recently, and then he got erased.
So I guess, oh, are you serious?
I guess cartoons don't get canceled; they get erased. Yeah.
That's insane.
He appeared on I don't even know what the gag was, but he magically appeared in it. I guess it was a callback to like Duck Amuck, where an animator was in charge of the scene.
Yeah.
And he just appears on an ice cream cone that Yakko is about to lick, and then he licks Pepe. And he says, "Usually I do not say this, but this is moving too fast for moi." and then he gets erased.
That's amazing. And so talk about that leap. Like how did you do the morning announcements at school? And then you're like, I wonder if I could do this, but you didn't really know where to go.
Yeah, it went from like just my overall love of animation. I mean, I think we all share that in this room, is we love cartoons. And I was a cartoonist. I loved drawing. So I got into animation not through voiceover, but actually I was a character layout artist first. I could actually probably, if you want me, I could animate the last 5 minutes of this podcast to send you out. You know,
it would actually be the most.
I will just get some paper and pencils.
Might be the most animated thing ever been on this podcast.
But while I was working in animation, in the smaller studios here in Hollywood, not like the bigger ones, but I would often run into people that were looking to like pitch pilots, and they would often say, "Oh my gosh, does anyone in the studio like want to just do like a scratch dialogue? Like, you know, please, we can't afford to hire the Rob Paulsons or the Tara Strongs or the Yuri Lowenthals." And I was like, "Oh, I'll do it." So I was doing that a lot, often. For
just
different
scratch
animators.
Tracks. Yeah. Just stand-ins, basically.
Totally, like, throwaway temp voices. But I would get practice and really learn how to be comfortable behind the microphone that way. And one of those creators was a husband and wife team by the name of Jorge Gutierrez and Sandra Ikiwa. They actually just put out that Maya and the Three that was still
their
on
movie.
Netflix.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that show that they ended up pitching to Nickelodeon was El Tigre, The Adventures of Manny Rivera. At the time, I was doing my very best Ricardo Montalban impression from Fantasy Island. Tattoo, bring these lovely guest bags to the room. It's like a rich Corinthian leather, and that is what I did. And Nickelodeon was like, "Who is this guy, and is he a serial killer? Because we're not going to give him a work visa if he is."
Because you grew up in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm from Canada, eh? So are there any Canadians out here?
What?
Just what?
I love how politely he did that. He was just like, "Oh yes, that would be me."
You're doing this remotely, this voice. The El Tigre.
Yeah, well, that was like in 2006.
Right.
So we, you know, pre-pandemic, pre-COVID.
You show up and they're like, a Filipino dude is doing a Hispanic accent.
Well, you know, by nature, the Filipino people were ruled under the Spaniard. Like, Bauza is a Spanish last name. So technically, I know there's lots of cultural representation and it's even behind the mic, as you guys know.
I'll allow it.
Right, as a half-Mexican
myself,
but you know,
I'll run it up the food chain. Okay, we'll allow it.
Jorge gave me the blessing. He gave me the blessing and was completely like... You know, he's like, I can't think of anyone else to do this voice. I'm like, there's a lot of people out there. But they, for whatever reason, wanted to give me a chance. And I feel like I owe everyone, and people like yourself, too, for covering people like me so early in my career. It's like I've had the luck of running into so many people who just trust me and want to see me do well. And I wish that upon anyone out there listening or watching that you have the same luck as me, because it's really hard, you know? Like, it's hard to get in there.
Dude, when we did that panel for Gavin's short series, which I still love what y'all did, did, like, this really, like, bananas Power Rangers kind of thing, and you played the robot.
I believe I played a toilet.
A toilet. You did. You played a killer toilet. That's right. You played a kaiju toilet.
A toilet that
turned into a kaiju monster.
A giant, building-destroying toilet.
Why didn't that get picked up? No, I'm kidding. No, I actually think it's amazing. I actually was like, this is a great idea. I thought it was hilarious.
Well produced.
And so we start following each other on social media, and that was like 5-6 years ago. I start seeing you hanging out with LeBron James. Yeah. What is that?
Well, I mean, I worked with him. I wouldn't say I hung out with LeBron.
I don't know, dude. Like, at the premiere,
and I didn't even know if it was him. Yeah, I wasn't sure. He came in, like, kneecap first. That's all I saw. And the rest of him was in the clouds, and I was like, I think it's LeBron. He's a tall guy. But, yeah, no, right before the pandemic hit, it was, like, hired to do scratch dialogue on Space Jam. My history with Looney Tunes was
I did Marvin the Martian Earth Creature for about 10 years. 10 Earth years. Isn't that lovely?
That's amazing.
After that, when I had auditioned for Marvin 2, that was the first time I ever auditioned for Bugs. And then that opportunity did not come around until, like, another decade later. Which is, it goes to show you how often they kind of, I call it the shaking of the ant farm, where right. It's like they build this thing and they're like, ah, it's beautiful. Now let's change everything. We've sold all the toys and t-shirts we could with this idea, and now let's reboot it for something else.
Our friend Roger Craig Smith did Sonic for the cartoon forever.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And then they just did it, not the Sonic movie, like they went Ben Schwartz for that, but they just did a new Sonic either cartoon or video game. And they didn't ask Roger to do the voice.
Interesting, yeah.
And the fans went crazy. And then they gave Roger something. It was like a they were like, no, let's bring him back as Sonic. And
yeah, they'll often do that. And I guess, I don't know, you know, it's strange. Because, yeah, like, Roger works just fine, right? And,
yeah.
And he's worked fine for many years of Sonic. But I guess, I don't know, they just want to change things up. For me, it was kind of like they knew that they wanted to go a very specific direction with Bugs, and it goes to show you I didn't do Bugs in Space Jam. I only did Daffy. I did Daffy.
That's what they came here for, really. The real star. You might not be able to use this mic after I've spoken on it. Not a very pandemic friendly voice.
It's fine. This is the last show. It's fine.
Okay, Daffy.
Scott Klopfenstein has to use it. It's fine.
Marvin,
Elma,
Foghorn, Jonathan, pay attention, Foghorn Leghorn. It's a joke, son.
You sound like a senator who's going to, like, vote against reproductive rights.
I'm sweating under these hot lights.
Yeah, I need a handkerchief.
You're like, we got to change these voting districts.
Yeah.
Like, that's you.
And Porky Pig, I did his voice in the film.
Dude, I watched that trailer, like, half the characters are you.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Did you play the basketball? Like you're half the characters.
I mean, on my diet, no, I probably could have. No. I often get mistaken when I go to Disneyland for Russell from Up. all these people just stop and take pictures. I should just stop hanging out with older white men is my problem. And stop carrying those balloons, and I'll be fine.
You started this clothing company, which I think is amazing, because you've gotten some amazing licenses for it.
I'm wearing a sweater that I designed. It's an officially licensed Beetlejuice hoodie, because I thought not enough of these exist. And not just Beetlejuice, but the animated Beetlejuice.
Yes, the one who, like, went to Hawaii.
Yeah,
remember?
Is that what
there was a
lot of sunscreen.
Supposedly the sequel to Beetlejuice, and Matt Kelly can correct me, he's maybe yelling right now. It's not true.
Beetlejuice goes Hawaiian?
I think the sequel to Beetlejuice, Tim Burton was trying to pitch Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii.
I would have loved to.
I think
have seen
part
that.
Of that became part of the cartoon Beetlejuice that we saw. But you also have licenses. Dude, you've got the Bloodsport license.
Yeah, which is actually easy to get, guys. If you any Bloodsport fans, I will give you the email. You guys can make Bloodsport pants, Bloodsport.
Like 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had the producer, Mark DeSalle, on Geekscape talking about how he wrote and produced Bloodsport and then went and directed Kickboxer and all that stuff. I got to tell him, like, dude, this stuff's just out there in the wind.
I'm working on underwear that makes your butt look like Jean-Claude Van Damme's, which is going to be really hard to do.
Incelbot needs it. Yeah. Incelbot wants the underwear that makes you do the splits.
Yeah, it's basically no underwear is what it is.
Right.
He never wears underwear. But a high school friend and myself, you know, when I was interning here in Hollywood, like, for animation, 1999.
Sure.
I flew out from Canada and I went to L.A. And I was like, whoa, what's this graphic T-shirt store here called Hot Topic? And I was like, I bought this Mighty Mouse T-shirt and I thought it was so cool. And I flew back to Canada, and they're like, oh, where'd you get this special garment, eh? We don't have graphic tees. And in 1999, for me, it was like, if you were wearing a graphic T-shirt, you were kind of a bit of a nerd or a geek, and it wasn't cool, really.
No, I had that Marvin the Martian. Remember, like, the early 90s?
Yeah.
The Looney Tunes had all that basketball gear, and
stuff.
I had, like, a Marvin the Martian holding up a basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thing.
Everything was Tweety Bird.
It didn't soak up the blood
any
better
Tweety
when
Bird.
I was getting beat up, but it was fine.
But if you had a shirt on with a cartoon, you're like, he likes cartoons a bit too much. But yes. Now it's like you walk into a room and you're like, oh my God, where did you get the Jean-Claude Van Damme thing and the thing? And now it's like a topic of conversation.
My
starter.
Brother Paul got me a kickboxer shirt with Van Damme on it, and I will be going to events with Heidi, and Heidi will look like $1 million. She will look phenomenal.
Like tonight, she looks great. She by the way, amazing singing voice. By
the way. Woo!
Give it up. That was really beautiful.
Actually trained singer there.
What'd you think of mine? No, don't say that.
Don't go down that path. No. We don't want that.
That was a first time, only time on Geekscape. And I will get people coming up to me being like, dude, that kickboxer shirt, it's amazing. And I'll be like, you know, like I'm standing right next to this woman and she looks incredible. And you're okay, kickboxer shirt, that's what it is. And then she gets mad because she's like, you're not dressed up for this event. I was like, trust me, I'm wearing everything I need to wear. I just need to wear a kickboxer shirt, I guess. And people are like,
it's just, there's going to be someone. And I know now more than ever, especially since we're kind of, you know, trapped in this episode of Twilight Zone, where nostalgia. I don't mind being trapped in this episode, but you know, looking back at things and remembering the good times and remembering the things that you loved growing up, and that was kind of like what RetroKid, the company, was all about. But we're like, everyone does that, right? Everyone does nostalgia. So we started out doing only like Canadian stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's how we're gonna stick out. It's like Toronto, you know, Ontario, but all across Canada too. Like, sure. Not a lot of people know like
the middle part.
Well, not a lot of people know the middle part. But like Canadian content, some of it makes it over here. Like
SCTV,
SCTV,
yeah,
Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah,
that's how we know about Drake. You can't do that on television. Right. I guess that was another one. And some of they're all like all on Nickelodeon.
And some great comedians: Mike Myers, Jim Carrey.
All of it Canadian, and that's what we kind of started doing. Like Beetlejuice, the animated series, was produced in Toronto.
Oh, cool.
The voice cast was all Canadian. Like X-Men, the animated series, that was also done in Canada.
Wolverine should be Canadian.
What's that?
Wolverine
is Canadian,
He should be Canadian.
There's a pilot out there where you could watch it and like, whatever, for whatever reason, they thought, let's make Wolverine Scottish. And if you're a fan of the 90s X-Men.
But is that Pride of the X-Men, the short that they
no,
did?
No. Like,
I remember that was gold at the old comic conventions in the late 80s, early 90s. That 30, 40 minute animated short that they used to pitch Fox on an animated X-Men.
It would have been amazing. I wish.
Like, as a kid in the early 90s, you're like going to a comic convention for two things. You want that Pride of the X-Men VHS and you want the Roger Corman Fantastic Four.
Of course.
And one of the big things on Geekscape that we did, we had the cast of the original Roger Corman Fantastic Four all on an episode together.
Oh my God.
Everybody but Johnny Storm was there. Dr. Doom was there. They were all there and we talked about the amazing, like, horrible experience of making the Fantastic Four for Roger Corman with no budget. But it's pretty notorious.
But that was the angle of this company, and I advise you all to go check it out.
RetroKid.ca.
That's how Canadian we are. Nice,
you get the
CA. We couldn't afford the .com.
Well, you know what? I went for the .com on Geekscape, and I was like, no, let me make a network, because like, somebody had it, and every now and then they'll wave it at me and be like, thinking about re-upping this, how much is it worth to you? Like, dude, we've been doing this for 15 years without your URL. We're not buying your .com URL.
That's starting now.
Yeah.
So between doing voices and animating and doing your own clothing line, what's next for you? Because I feel like you haven't covered enough.
Well, I'm a dad. I forgot that I'm a father.
Oh, great.
So sometimes I'm a dad.
You forget those things. That.
Sometimes, yeah. But not all. Of course, I'm a dad first, so. Aww. I don't know. I honestly feel like I've. Oh.
But your kid must think you have like the coolest job ever. Like my dad does all these voices for.
He's 5 years old, and we go to the park, and he's like, "Dad, come here."
Oh, he uses you for currency.
I'm like, I'm sitting on the bench on
he's
my
got
phone.
Street cred like, because of you.
He's like, "Do the voice," and I'm like, "Hey, what's up, Jack?" And he's like, "Okay, you can go back over there." It's like. Don't make me say it again. Yeah. My little pimp. Yeah.
It's amazing. We have some toys and stuff that were given to us by Wowie.
What?
You should take some to your kid.
What? No.
Yeah, no, we're going to give some to the audience too.
Yeah, we
our
should
friends
give some
at
to
Wowie.
The audience. Look at that.
We will, but like if you want some of
my
these,
squishy little dumplings.
Like there's all sorts of stuff. Like people send me stuff and I can't give it away fast enough because pandemic. But I thought like a live event would be fun to like give away some prizes from people.
It's what I call my love handles.
My little
squishy
little dumplings. Oh, I love you.
Wait a minute.
Look, like three people just got up and left. They're like,
can you do that again, but in Heidi's voice?
I can't. No, I can't.
I'm trying to check something here. She said that all the time. I just want to make sure.
Really?
You're squishy.
It's me calling you at 2 in the morning.
How's my squishy little dumpling?
All right. It's not Heidi at all. Yeah, so they sent me these, and I was like, okay, we'll give them to
That's
Eric,
super cool, man.
Wants them. Yeah.
So what's next for you? That's my question. You know, what's happening? Aside from the obvious.
I honestly don't know. Like, I think Matt has the network in good hands. We've got 18-plus shows going well. Some
I
thought
you were going to say viewers.
I mean, I think, yeah, no. Oh, God, that would be amazing.
I know.
End on a high note.
I don't know. We're working on a couple film projects for 2022, and I just don't know if we can keep doing the podcast, hard. Katie. So you're welcome to have a podcast on the network, Katie. We'd probably have to pay Eric. So
yeah,
I think we just keep the network going, keep the film projects going. We have a short film back in festivals next year.
So there will still be ways to be entertained by you.
There will still be Geekscape.
Cool.
But I think...
Just not the podcast.
I think just not the podcast, don't you think, Katie? Like,
I really don't.
I think that's kind of it, right? Like Eric Bowser, everybody.
Just gonna end on this is how I like to end all my interviews, on a down.
No, I mean hang tight. I mean,
now we've got one more thing before we wrap it all up.
Are you serious?
We make Eric.
You want me to act out Spider-Man because I saw it today?
Oh my gosh! Yes, all the voices.
With all the spoilers.
If nobody's wearing a mask, we got to do spoilers.
Goofy Gilmore.
He
made an appearance in the.
What
movie.
Do you mean, Katie? What are you talking about here, Katie?
I'm just saying that Matt Kelly put together something really nice that he would like to share with all of you and yourself.
Okay, let's roll it. I guess.
Let's roll it.
John, I can't even begin to tell you how much the last 15 years of Geekscape has meant to me.
Derek here.
Hey, J-Lo and Geekscape.
J-Lo, what's going on, my man?
Big Gags here.
I want to congratulate you on 15 years of Geekscape.
15 years, that's crazy.
It's totally wild that I've been listening to you talk for literally half my life at this point.
Thanks for all the years of joy, laughter, and community.
I feel like it was just yesterday I was skipping class in high school listening to some of your first episodes.
I remember all of it. I remember the beginnings. I remember like 15 years of good memories of listening to you.
It was the very first podcast I ever discovered and fell in love with.
If you had told me 15 years ago when I joined this community right in the very beginning that I would have made lifelong friends that were with me through some of the biggest events of my life. I don't know if I would have believed you, but I'm so glad that that's the way that it turned out.
One of the best decisions that I ever made was to reach out to you in the summer of 2012 and ask to get involved.
You've given me these great opportunities to meet and interview some of my favorite creators, and you've introduced me to some of my best friends.
The first episode I watched, I don't remember the episode number, but J-Lo was pumped.
That first Scott Kloppenstein episode, because it was my first. The Simon Pegg episode, the Mana Potion episode, the last video show episode, and most recently, the Stan Lee tribute episode.
Because of Geekscape, and being on Geekscape for a bunch of episodes, and because of my friendship with John and Gilmore and a lot of the escapists in the early days, I wouldn't have the life in Los Angeles that I have right now and the career that I am in love with right now if it wasn't for Geekscape. So I guess, what does Geekscape mean to me? Everything!
You show me video games that I never would play because they were baby games like Super Mario Galaxy, TV shows that were never on my radar, the journey that I've been able to spend with you, the times I walk in New York City with you, we talk about how Fast and Furious is the Sex and the City for dudes, and you know, when I went to LA and you let me crash at your apartment while you were playing the new Mario game. And I've been able to do so many things I never thought I'd do, and see so many things I never thought I'd see, and also eat so many meals on Amazon's dime.
I can't even think of my life before Geekscape came into it. It really helped me become more confident in myself, helped me discover a career path I wanted to take, and really just constantly drove me to create.
I've been through a lot because of Geekscape. I fell in love at one point. It was in a complicated situation for a good 5 years.
Beyond those kind of fun things, it's the dark moments that happen when you're there to lift people up, and I know it's not just me.
So many good memories and so much fun and so much lifting my mood and you know, helping through shitty times and all that.
So congratulations on 15 amazing years.
Congratulations to Jonathan on 15 years doing this. And thank you so much for your friendship and for this community.
Hopefully this is good enough to get more New York Comic Con tickets in exchange, but whatever. Thanks for the past 15 years. Here's to many more.
I'm going to continue listening, continue watching, and continue harassing you.
Congrats.
Thank you so very, very much, and congratulations to 15 years, dude.
Thank you so much for all of the love and all of the work you put into Geekscape over the years. I don't know where I'd be if it didn't exist, but I know that my life is much better because it does.
Congratulations on 15 years. Let's do 15 more. Let's grow old together.
So here's to another 15. Love you.
Now, back to Super Action Man.
Woo! Thank you, Matt Kelly.
Are you not crying right now?
Matt Kelly, you dirty scoundrel.
Just saying, man.
That's dirty pool, Katie, is what it is. Let me think.
Don't think too hard, man.
I don't know. Just think about how many of those people would be in prison if I hadn't started a podcast. You weren't in that video, Gilmore. Thanks a lot. You know, this is what I wanted to do since I was 12. Talk to people, connect with people, create opportunities for people, share excitement and things that I thought was fun, things that used to get me beat up in middle school are now like the most popular things in our culture. It would seem a little weird to bow out now. So, let's go 15 more. Let's
That's
do some.
Right.
I think I gotta call Ian Kerner now and tell him we're gonna do a No Way Home special for next week, where we review a little Spider-Man. So Geekscape forever, I think. Let's do Geekscape forever.
Forever.
Let's keep it moving.
Stick around, everybody.
We're gonna give away stuff. Eric Bowser's here.
That's all, folks.
Heidi Cox, everybody, come here. Get up here. Jonathan Root, where is that sly puppet you got there? I got a word with him.
Right behind you.
There's Stewie. Where's Stewie? Oh, Stewie's back there. Good. No more moves. Thank you, Matt Kelly. If y'all are watching on the stream, please continue to donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Let's keep that number climbing. We'll keep the link up. Thank you guys for coming to Geekscape Live. I want y'all to stay in your seats. We're going to be giving out some prizes. More prizes. And more prizes. Oh.
Don't kill them.
I should have been a baseball player. That little underhand. What do you think? But yeah, stay in your seats. Thank you so much to The Yard for having Geekscape Live here. I can't wait to watch Scott play. So you better get those noodles noodling, buddy. Get up here. Scott, get your band together. Let's switch it up here.
Woo!
I've known this guy since I was 18 years old. Amazing, dude. You ready to play?
No, we're gonna get the thing.
Let's get him out here. Whatever y'all want, we got merchandise, we got pizza, we got snacks. Go get a Diet Coke, get a Coke, whatever y'all want. This is Geekscape Forever. We'll be back next week with our No Way Home review with Ian Kerner. Heidi, do you think I have something to say real quick? We finish every episode on the Geekscape Network with something, don't we? What is it?
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.